Here is an article I wrote about 15 years ago. Thought it might be an interesting read today. The Hidden Truth. There are many things that we think we know, but whose true nature has been hidden from us. One of these things is the stock market. We naively thought the stock market was one thing that had to be truly on the level. Well, not only is the stock market being manipulated by huge funds that can make it go up and down whenever they want by selling or buying in huge packages, but many of the people we thought were smart investment advisors and brokers have turned out to have been just crooks running a pyramid scheme. Look at Bernie Madoff. He was running possibly the biggest pyramid scheme in history and fooled some well-known people that were looking to make a fast buck. We are talking about billions of dollars here, and yet, not only was this man not investigated for years, but the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, ignored a whistleblower years ago, when he warned them about what was going on. They just didn't want to ruffle the feathers of someone of Madoff's stature, even if he was a criminal. I don't know if it is true or not, but I heard Madoff never invested a penny of any of the money that went through his hands. We think that government and business are separate from each other, sort of like church and state. Do you think the banks could have played the game they did without the government allowing them to do so? If you do, then you are from another planet. The government passed all sorts of bills giving the banks the power to regulate themselves. They were put on the honor system and money went flying out of them for subprime mortgages. They were lending money for homes to people without jobs or with jobs where some were making only minimum wage. How could this happen, you ask? One way was mortgage brokers were lying on forms about what people made and no one was checking this out. Some people were actually moving into homes from apartments, putting no money down and then never making a payment on the mortgage. They were able to live for free this way, sometimes up to a year or more. Some even became squatters in that home after they lost it. Some brokers had deals with bank officers and they were all becoming rich. This wasn't just bad judgment. Do you think we have a free market? Think again. The market is controlled by a few powerful companies from each industry. Look at big oil. Have you noticed the prices at the pump always seem to remain somewhere around $2 per gallon or more in the Northeast even though oil goes down? As the price of oil went up, the prices were changed, sometimes several times a day, but as oil went down, some days they weren't changed at all. Why was it, even though it is said to take 6 months for a price increase to take effect at the pump, the gas stations changed the pump prices right away, and why aren't they doing the same thing when prices are going down? OPEC has made drastic cuts in production, trying to drive up the price, and it had worked a little. But as of the writing of this article, crude oil is now down to $37.55 per barrel without a corresponding decrease at the pump. We are told that vaccinations are necessary and good for us. Some doctors and people are starting to believe vaccinations could be harmful. One doctor stated vaccines contain bits of animal products along with animal DNA and stated this can get incorporated into the human genome. I am not giving medical advice here and I am not qualified to do so. I am only repeating what appears in some newscasts and on some news shows. One of the things that struck me was in one video it was said doctors are one of the least vaccinated groups. Vaccines are being blamed by some people for the increased incidence of things like attention deficit disorder in children along with many other ills. In the same vein as vaccinations are drugs. I am talking about medicine, not illegal street drugs. Some of these things have a terrifying list of side effects. All you have to do is just listen to an advertisement for one of these drugs and you will hear things like it could give you a rise in blood pressure, more of a chance of heart failure, diabetes, glaucoma and death. Gee, give me a double dose please. I don't know how others feel about some of these drugs. But I do know how I do. I would have to be on death's door and the only thing that might be able to save me would be one of these drugs, before I would ever take it. Not only that, but sometimes there are other less dangerous drugs that will do the same or similar things, but since they are not advertised, we don't know about them. Doctors are pressured to prescribe certain drugs and they are rewarded for this in different ways by the companies. Many of them don't really know too much about a certain drug except it is for a certain condition. It is up to us to research these things. Another area that we think that we know all about is the US debt. Many of us believe the US debt is a few trillion dollars, which by the way is a huge amount of money. It is turning out the debt as of February 11, 2009, before the stimulus bill is almost $11 trillion. Did I surprise you? That means that each of the approximately 300 million people in the US owe $36,667 to someone or some country. Pay up, folks. Just kidding, but the figure is approximately correct. Every day the national debt increases by almost $3.5 billion. Just about every great power in history fell because they ran out of money. We could be headed down that road.